everybody. The phone number is 914-636-0110. And don't forget Thursday, March 17th, WVOX's St. Patrick's Day broadcast in honor of Dennis Nardone and Miss Tony Guino from the Morning Good Morning Westchester show. Starts at 12 o'clock. It ends at 5. It's going to be at the Mirage Diner at 690 North Avenue. Mr. O will be there. The host from the show is me and Steve will be there that day. You'll see all the hosts that are here. And it's a great time. I love it when I get to see everybody. And, you know, it's a great feeling or whatever. And when Mr. O works the room, Steve, he works the room.
Where's that going to be again?
At the Mirage Diner.
That's on North Avenue.
North Avenue. That's 690 North Avenue.
And that's where the original Mirage Diner was, yes. Or at least the last one I knew there.
Yes. And one last thing. Two great people, Dennis Nardone and Miss Tony Guido. The morning show, Good Morning Westchester, is an excellent show. It makes you feel like radio in the 60s, like when you was a kid.
But
you
know, it's also an important source of news for many people in New Rochelle and the surrounding communities.
Because you hear people from the communities.
Absolutely.
Talking about the community. You can't get much better than that.
Of course. And let's
face it. You can't get much better than that.
There's not much radio or TV coverage of Westchester communities at all. And there's very little print media coverage anymore at all.
And Mr. O is the only one that does it. The only radio station that does it is WVOX. So the phone number, 914-636-0110. And I'm told Mike's on the line. Mike, you there?
Yep. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Mike? How are things in the Bronx?
I'm in Pelham, actually. Okay.
But your business is in the Bronx, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I avoid the Bronx now.
I'm sorry.
I'm so disgusted with the politics of the Bronx. I mean, I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce for years and years. I mean, we were involved with so many organizations, helping them out, and you know, being a good citizen there in the community and trying to help out everyone who asked us, you know.
Mike, let me just ask you something, because your position's similar to mine. You had a business in the Bronx. I had a business. I still have business in the Bronx. We both live in Westchester. We've seen the good, the great, the bad, everything in between. But let's face it, isn't it amazing? You and me and Lou and others talk about this every week, about things not getting better, and the people paid to make things better, or at least give it a good try, such as local politicians, don't ever seem to get to these subjects. You've got an incumbent assembly person or senator there. She's a female. I don't want to publicize her. She's decided she's done such a mediocre job, Lou, is she wants to run for Congress now.
Yeah, I know.
She wants to bring her magic. What's behind this?
I have to make you guys laugh. As I was listening to your very eloquent conversation with Lorraine, who I really have a lot of admiration for, I was sending an email to Dennis and to Tom Ralph regarding that political person. That I got her email. You know, she sends an email every week.
Of course.
And the guy who she replaced, I knew him very well. Not only was he a good customer from the day he got into local politics.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm going back 20-something years. You know, 30 years almost. And you know,
can you mention his name?
No.
Okay.
Oh, can I mention? Sure, Jeff Klein.
Oh, he was there. He was a good one.
Great
he
guy,
was
Jeff
a good
Klein.
Guy. Yep. Jeff Klein. My late wife used to be the deputy town clerk in Pelham, and when she needed stuff, like they needed a projector for the senior citizens, you know, for outside or whatever, she'd just call them on the phone or send them a letter and. Next thing you know, it was there. You know, whatever you needed. He was so in tune to the community. He was so in tune to the senior citizens. Plus, he used to give a lot of, you know, sponsor a lot of concerts.
Sure.
He was a great politician. And I did a lot with him and this other former politician, Mark Joni, who's now, he's out of office. He was an assemblyman in the same district as where Jeff was the senator. And they did a lot of things together.
And Mike, if I may, and Jeff Klein was a Democrat, but a conservative Democrat.
Yes, yeah, he was like normal.
Yep.
you could have a conversation with him, you know. And
you know what? You talk about Jeff Klein. You know what a great guy he is.
When
he did Loretto Park, people will know the Tom Morris Park Avenue. And What he used to do is in Loretto Park have these shows. He had all the great guys from the 50s and the 60s that come there and sing or whatever, put show on the arm. Everything was free or whatever like that. It was sponsored that he would do it. And, you know, I seen him, and I seen Fabian, and it was the other guy, was it Bobby Wydell and a couple of them that came by there. And I asked Jeff, I said, Jeff, because he knows me from the radio show here, and he knows me from New Rochelle. And I said, Jeff, my wife would like to meet it. He says, come in the back. Lou, come in the back there. And I sat right there and talked to them, shook my hand. My wife was in seventh heaven, you know. But but it was what a great guy he was. And I got to tell you the truth. And it, no matter what I ever asked him, whatever he could do for us, even for the Boys and Girls Club. But I used to, we used to have the pasta nights. You remember that, Mike? I used to get the cookies there. We used to we used to get the pasta nights that we had in the Boys. We had Italian American nights, and we made the pasta. All us guys, we did the pasta. We did the cooking, and all the proceeds went for the kids or whatever. And we do that. He came. He used to come all the time. If he couldn't come, he would make sure there was a check there. For us, for the kids or whatever like that. Great guy.
And Mike and great guy. Let's face it also, the schools weren't in such a dire position then, or at least local here, Mike. I know you're in another town. But you do get the feeling that some of the serious politicians of the other times, Republicans and Democrats, might have lent their ideas and ears at least to the problem at hand. I haven't heard anything from Albany regarding our problems in New Rochelle, and it's just very dispiriting.
No, I you know, I'm a Catholic school person. I mean, I grew up in Catholic school between grammar school, high school, and college. My both sons went to Catholic grammar school, and then when they both went to Iona Prep, and when the older one graduated, the younger one had 2 years to go, and he went behind my back to my wife and said, you know, Mom, everybody compares me to my older brother, and I'm me, and he's who he is, and you know, I'm sick of being compared. So anyway, it was his last 2 years, he finished up in Pelham. The education was great, teachers were great. I mean, the whole situation, the guidance was, everything was superb.
Yes.
You know, I have no complaints. There was never any problems. You know, my wife being a Pelhamite from birth, she knew all the security people in the schools, so. You know, it worked out really well, and there was never a problem. You know, the kid was never a behavioral problem. He just really, all his friends went there. He didn't really have a lot of friends.
Right.
Iona Prep. You know, all the kids he played ball with from the time he was 5 years old.
Well, what, Mike? I'd like to see if our present school board, and I don't mean to paint with too broad a brush, there are good people on the board, as there have been many great ones in the past, but I'd like them to just put down their textbooks and their fancy models and maybe look next door in Pelham. Maybe there's something worth copying in Pelham, just a small district to our south.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. And, Mike, before we go, I just want to say one thing, okay? Happy birthday in heaven to Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Louie. I appreciate that very much.
My father and his father were best of friends. They're from Burke Avenue in the Bronx there. Right. And my father knew his father for years. And, you know,
From Harlem.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? I was always very sorry that I couldn't do more for the boys. Like, I never got fully involved in the boys' club.
You did enough, Mike. You did enough. I never forgot that, Mike. I never forgot that.
No, but, you know, it's something because Ray, Big Ray, who passed away a few years ago, was the director there for a while, and we knew each other from college. And I just wanted to do more for them, but I was so involved in Pelham Little League and Bronx activities, and you know, I was on the board at the Bronx YMCA, which is a wonderful organization.
Well, Mike, the Boys Club in New Rochelle, I've contributed there myself, and I recommend you're right next door to it too. I encourage you, if you can, if you have the time, get involved.
All right, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right, I got Gary on the line. Let's get Gary. Gary, you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good.
Good.
How are you?
All right.
So what's going on in your world?
So I never get enough time to talk with you guys. So I'll keep the point short.
Okay.
I just had a few things to say, sort of about the international stage.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So the first comment is, I think that we should get the hell out of Ukraine, at least until the rest of Europe gets serious. The report today was that Germany decided that they were going to donate 5,000 helmets to the effort. So the question I would ask is, what's in it for us? The second yep. thing I want to bring up is we should take the troops, the 3,000 troops that we deposited in Europe, and maybe a few more, and put them on the southern border and get that under control. And then I guess the third point is just restart the energy production. It's causing havoc within the economy. It's giving us no leverage with the rest of the world.
Gary, hold on. We're going to go to a break. Hold on. That's the music. We're going to go to a break.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We've got to go to a break. That's the music. We'll be right back. Gary, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Make your point, because engineer just told us we got four calls backed up, and we got like 5 to 10 minutes. Go ahead, make a point.
So the last point was just that I think that we need to restart the energy production. I think that that's going to at least have an effect on inflation and give us some leverage in the rest of the world. So I just wanted to sort of highlight these points, and if you guys have time to discuss any of them, I'm open to dialogue.
We'll revisit it. Gary, one last point. I get the impression, though, that our neighbors, our friends, family in the area aren't really engaged about Ukraine or the related issues. Do you think the public will really ever understand, I think, what a profound misstep we are in danger of making there?
I don't think so. I think it's just another distraction between inflation, the price of oil, the CDC, Fauci, and everything else. It's going to be just lost in the shuffle.
I agree.
I think it's accurate.
And Gary and Steve, 45% of Germany's oil comes from Russia.
Of course, those are the issues.
So let's say with truth what's going on here.
Without a doubt. Great call, Gary.
Great call. All right, let's get to John. John, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
How you doing, John?
Good. I've been listening. The gentleman before me had a lot of really good points. When this guy Biden got elected, I looked at my wife. I said to her, this guy's going to get us into a war. And this is my biggest fear. There is absolutely no leadership in the United States of America now.
Well, John, I want to say, let me just put this in here. I said this last week, with me and Steve said that I feel more safer right now if Trump was president than this guy president, what's going on with Ukraine and Russia right now. I feel more safer and more better if Trump was president.
Me too.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of people knock Trump. The hell with Trump. I liked his ideas,
what he
did for America.
Absolutely.
I mean, the hell with the guy. But his ideas were American ideas.
Exactly.
His ideas were America first.
John,
and people just don't realize it.
John, that's a very valid point. He knew America, Americans first. He wasn't playing to NATO or Western Europe for all their greatness and faults. Europe, land of many of our forebears. But I just wish, instead of the Biden administration getting the free ride from the press, I'd like to hear a little pushback in the press, like you heard under Trump. He couldn't missay a word without being attacked. But curiously, there's no criticism there, and there's no Republicans we're hearing different from either.
John, I'll just leave it like this because we got other callers.
John,
real quick, though,
go ahead.
If you don't mind. You were talking about education before.
Yes.
I'm a small businessman in New York. I've been in business 54 years. There is not one law in New York State that is in favor of an employer, a small employer. Not one law. You should look up the word, the ladder law.
Call in again. Worthy subject. Let's visit it again.
Call early next week, John. Call up earlier.
I will. I'm glad to see you guys are a little conservative, and you're right on the money.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Very kind. That was the nicest thing I've heard, Lou. We're a little conservative. Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. You know, that was a good compliment.
Around here it is.
All right. Let's talk. Chris is on the line.
John, call again, though, please.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
How are you?
How you doing?
Well, how you doing, Chris?
Trying to hang on. Listen, let me just, as far as Ukraine, this is, I think I may have mentioned to you before, this is not just an attack on Ukraine. This is an attack on Western democracies formed after the end of World War II. Okay, and I believe Putin was aided and abetted by Trump's attack on our democracy, okay, in the 2020 election. Okay.
Chris, be specific. How did President Trump enable President Putin to continue his presence in Ukraine? You know, this was pre-existing. Right. There was presence in Ukraine under your guy Obama before that. President Trump didn't invent this.
Whose side are you on? Putin's side or the Allies side?
I have to choose sides. I don't have to choose sides. I don't have to choose sides just because Macron. Wait a second, Chris. You gave us a challenge. I'd like to hear what Lou says. Nobody tells us what battles we must join or not. We're free people. Right. That's part of being America. I choose not to fight in Ukraine, Russia. I personally wish all borders were respected around the world. I think Ukrainian sovereignty is very nice. But if Biden and his half-brained Secretary of State, Blinken, really cared about sovereignty, they'd defend American sovereignty on the Mexican border, Lou. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. They're worried about the border in Ukraine, but what about our border?
Astounding.
Yeah. And for the last 2 years...
Let me ask you a question.
Wait a second, Chris. Over the last two years, the population in the border went up 96% and Mexican-Texas border. 96% increase. All right? Uh-huh. Number two, when President Trump was in office, that was 2 years ago, gas was $1.47 a gallon. Look what you're paying now.
Yeah, well, I need a whole show to answer that. But let me just say, what do you think the intent of Putin? Do you think it's wrong to think he's trying to restore the Soviet Union?
I think it is. Because he's, as far as I know, Chris, and again, I don't speak Russian, Ukrainian, or most European languages other than English. I will tell you, though, he has not indicated a global footprint, Lou. He has not indicated a desire to take over the world like you heard from the communist Comintern in the middle of the last century. He does not have global ambitions. He certainly has ambitions to stabilize his border to his own Russian needs. And that's right or wrong. I don't have a direct stake there.
Right. So I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about Poland, Lithuania, all the countries that belong to the former Soviet Union. So you think it's all right to restore the Soviet Union?
I didn't say that. I'm against communism. I think it would be a tragedy to restore the Soviet Union.
Well, you can't bring those. They can't come back into the Soviet Union because that would be just a war mongrel for a guy like Putin.
And Chris, let's face it. There is no market, to use an economic term for the Soviet Union. Let's face it, communism doesn't work.
But if Ukraine, Putin knows Chris, but if Ukraine knew this was coming, why didn't they join NATO 2 years ago or 3 years ago? Why didn't they want to join then? Why are they looking to join now when Russia's on their doorstep?
Needs explaining for sure.
You there?
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care.
All right, God bless.
Great time.
All right, great show.
Great fun.
Steve, Chuck, great job, man. Great job. All right, we'll be back next week, everybody. And don't forget Thursday, the 17th of March.
No, any calls we left hanging, please, next time.
Yes. All right. Dennis and Miss Tawny.
See you next week.